Hey, this is Storytime, the podcast where we look up stories on the internet that happened this week, and we tell them to you. This is Trevor Story.
And Matthew Dudek.
And he is my special guest today. Let's go ahead and start with the stories. The first one is a rabid bat attacked a guitar-playing camper. It says in the description, a man was camping with family and friends when he was attacked by a bat. A friend shot it with a BB gun. The man had the bat tested, and it turns out he had rabies. So, I mean, how many times out of 10 is that going to happen where you get attacked by a bat?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he's camping, there's plenty of bats out. So it could happen more frequently, but maybe it had something to do with him playing the guitar.
Maybe the bat was just like jamming out and he's like, yeah, and flew into him.
Going crazy.
He was trying to just... One of, like, the guys at the Justin Bieber concert, oh my god, that's so cool! Woo, rock and roll!
So I'm guessing that's why he threw the water bottle at him.
It was a BB gun. He got shot with a BB gun.
No, Justin Bieber, he got the water bottle thrown at him.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Or maybe he had rabies.
Dude, what if that's what they just do to rock stars when people play stuff? They get so excited they start throwing stuff at them.
I don't know. Maybe they're going batty.
Oh, that's... That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, a United Kingdom health inspector reported finding a dead lion in this guy's freezer. He's a restaurant owner, and it's lying next to the food that's about to be served. And the guy says he got the lion from the zoo to feed his dogs, but he wasn't planning to feed it to the customers. I want a dead lion.
What are you going to do with a dead lion?
I'm going to cook it. Dude, think about it. No one's really ever tasted lion. You don't ever hear people go, wow, that lion steak was really good. We got hamburgers and buffalo burgers and chicken burgers, which that kind of defeats the purpose of a burger.
Yeah, you got the veggie burgers, which is like completely
vegetables.
Off.
Yeah, I don't even think they use real patties. They just use two pieces of lettuce to hold it together.
Yeah.
So what would a lion burger be? Maybe it would just be like its paw. You just bite its paw.
Well, you'd have to cook it, so you might want to take the skin off the paw.
Yeah. Maybe a lion burger wouldn't be that good. I don't think anyone's ever tasted lion, though, because they don't get hunted for their meat.
Might be a challenge. We're going to challenge you guys to try a lion burger.
If you guys can eat a lion, I'll personally give you $10. If you can show me a picture of you eating lion, I will give you $10. I'll send it to you in the mail.
And so our next story up.
Yeah. A 20-year-old woman was arrested in Seattle in August after calling police to complain she was being harassed by a man who was following her. Police arrived to find that the stalker was simply trying to get his phone back after the woman stole it from him while he was snapping on the bus. So...
Maybe a not-too-intelligent thief we got here.
Yeah, like, I actually wonder if she... That's a really good question. Did she call him... Or did she call the police with his phone? Or did she call him with his own phone? Because I'm thinking, if she called the police with his phone, the caller ID would say his name.
Yeah, so that'd be tough to explain. Especially to the cops that you're trying to call about a stalker.
Yeah. Honestly, I bet like half the stalkers aren't stalking you because they're weird. They're stalking them because you stole something. And they're trying to get it back.
That could be it.
I mean, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Then we have this one about this guy's will. It pretty much just says... This guy says, if you cry at my funeral, then you won't get anything. But if you laugh at my funeral, you'll get everything. And then he said he wanted his funeral all cheerful. And, like, he wanted to have bows, and he wanted to have flowers everywhere. He wanted to have, like, a whole bunch of musicians, like 50 of them, playing hunting tunes and stuff.
Yeah, playing the drums and flutes.
Dude, that's pretty, his family disregarded it because they said he just was so gloomy all the time they didn't think it was his actual will. So, I mean, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Think about it, though. If I was depressed all my life and then I wrote a will that's so happy, would you be concerned that I was waiting for me to die? Or would you be, like, more concerned that I was just trying to mess with you guys and collect the insurance money? Like,
well, at first we'd probably think you were a psycho and then probably keep our distance.
Yeah, like fake, but I was thinking like fake your own death and then come back and collect the insurance money dressed up as your wife. And then you go down to the Bahamas and just party.
Yeah, with your martini and bacon in the sun.
Bacon in the sun. Can you bake bacon on a sidewalk?
Probably if it's hot enough.
Because I'm thinking, I want to try making bacon on the sidewalk.
Might as well do some eggs, too.
Oh, I did that once. It actually fried, but I didn't eat it because it's sidewalk egg.
That's true. You can't get it off the ground, either.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's the episode for today. If you have questions, comments, concerns, anything, just write to me at storytimeshow@gmail.com. That's storeytimeshow@gmail.com. I'll see you next week. Bye.